Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boy, we won, never no joke. Nah, nah, nah. All summer, 30 rope. Nah, nah, nah. Who do you talk about? Nah, nah, nah. Doing everything they did in the lab.
All kinds of cancellations this week. All kinds of cancellations. Everything's canceled. Cancel the world. Saturday game day. Big day, though. We still have about 22 games on the board. They're canceling them left and right. I'm sitting across from, the one and only, the man himself. He's got about 10K out on the line today. The Edge. I'm sitting across from the Edge, man.
22 games, more than I thought there might be this time.
Hey. I'm gonna give you some good news and bad news. The good news is you look good. You look good this morning, right? You just played golf. How'd that work out?
Some good shots, not a great score.
it doesn't get light here until right now. We're still almost in the dark. I'm still in the dark. Actually, I am in the dark. How about that? And that's a fact. But you played a little. Now you're ready to roll it. We actually have a kind of a strange schedule today as well. Because you only have about 7 games canceled. You have a bunch at noon, and then you have another. You only have 9 after 2:30. I like it, though, because I'm going to tell you why. Well, I'll tell you why.
Because it's football!
No, there's some great games early that we already gave out one at noon. You're going to hammer one at noon. There's some great games at the 3:30, 4 o'clock, right? Yeah. And then there's some great games at night. Now, the last game on the board at this point, because everything else has been canceled, is the Bama-Georgia game. That's the last game that kicks off. How about that? I love it.
At least we got one big game.
Talk to me about what you're thinking now.
Talk to me about what I'm thinking is I don't see as many obvious plays this week, but I see a lot of, I think it's one of them weekends where rarely I will tell you it might be a volume week where you pick 6 or 7 games or, you really go for it this week. But which ones do you want to start out with? I mean, anything jumping out to you right off the jump? I think the biggest one is if you told me that Auburn would be going to the Gamecocks and only laying 3 a month ago, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I think that's a shocker. I mean, I think if you told me 2 weeks ago when Pittsburgh was undefeated and had the second-ranked defense in the country that they'd be getting 14 from Miami with a total of only 47, I would have been a little surprised. I just would have. Now, it turns out they are counterfeit. I get it. But that's a lot of points for Miami to win by. That's a lot of points, man. That's 4. Now, I know you're shaking your head. You like, and I'm not saying they won't hammer Pittsburgh. Hey, look, Pittsburgh has proven to be fraudulent.
How Pittsburgh's offense, only thing that matters in that whole game is how Pittsburgh's offense plays against that Miami defense, which I do think is legit. I just think Clemson is in a different
league. I'm going to be honest with you. If you had told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that Liberty would be on the road favored at Syracuse, and so would you. Come on, man. It's Liberty. Wait a minute. Listen to me.
I got an interesting matchup. I don't care about that. I want to ask you something hypothetically.
Roll it. West Virginia, I got to get this out. West Virginia's going to hammer Kansas. Nobody's traveling.
Hey, I've been sleeping on it for a little while now, but since our show, Coastal with the huge upset, what would the spread be on a neutral field with Liberty and Coastal?
If it was me, now I've watched both teams almost every game they've played. I know that they would make Liberty the favorite by probably 4 or 5 because that quarterback who is a transfer from Auburn. Now he was poopalicious at Auburn, but you take an Auburn athlete and throw him in Liberty, he can be good. I think Coastal, there's just something special about them. I'm just going to say that.
I agree.
They just are. Like, I know that they were only getting 7, but if you watch that game, they were ahead the whole game. I mean, they would score. Like, I know Louisiana would come back, but they were in control of that game. I think they're a real team. I would love to see them up against personally, I would love to see them up against like an SMU or a BYU. Right,
who really rolls it.
Someone who, because none of the other teams there are going anywhere. Like BYU's undefeated. I don't know how Coastal would fare with them, but I think you'd be surprised that BYU'd probably be giving them 17. I think you'd be shocked. I just think Coastal's good. I think that's a hard offense to defend. I think that coach has it going on there. And I think the most important thing of all, because I watch a lot of college football, when I watch those kids compared to a lot of other teams, even some of the big names, those kids love what they're doing. And it matters because, you know, you look at tonight's game, SMU's struggling against a bad Tulane team. Why? There's nobody in. There's no emotion. It's just like, whatever. We'll just do what we're going to do when we're going to do it. It does matter. But so tomorrow at noon, I've already given out the one game. Anything at noon, I'm going to go through the noon game just because we got a lot of games to cover. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Just scratch the game. Just say you don't want to cover it. Georgia Tech, Clemson. Let's move on. Let's get through.
What time is that today?
That's a nooner. It's gone up. Now the total's up to 64.5. Me personally, I'm going to play a first half total in that if I play anything, or I'm going to play Clemson in the first half because there's just no chance Tech can stop them. And if Clemson comes out and actually plays, now, if they have a layoff, if they have the old after Miami ass kicking hangover, whatever. But if they come and play their game, they'll pummel Georgia Tech. It'll be 31-7.5. That's
woo.
Then he'll pull it. Whoa, what do you mean? Woo, what, Georgia Tech's good now all of a sudden?
No, I mean, I like it. It's just, hey.
I'm just saying what I would do in that game in that spot. Now, you can't say you're going to take Clemson for the game because you don't know if they're up 35, if Dabo's going to pull everybody. This isn't Miami.
No, it's not Miami.
Very quiet tonight. You know what? I'm going to run the whole
I don't like that game.
Well, then just say you don't like it and move on. Pittsburgh, Miami. Nothing.
You have a better feel for that one. You get sized for Pittsburgh.
I don't get sized for that game. I think it's a terrible game. I think the total of 47.5 is intriguing because I won't be surprised if that game ends 31-24 or 31-17 and it gets to 48 at all. Because I can tell you this. Pittsburgh.
I think Miami's defense will shut Pittsburgh down completely. It might be a good under spot if you believe Pittsburgh's defense is legit. It might be a good under spot, but I could not take Pittsburgh there.
By the way, I've been partaking, so deal with it. Come on, man.
Well, you might as well tell
them.
Hey, we might as well start over then. No, because,
over, boy. Better know what time it is. Kentucky, Tennessee, game kicks at noon today. I think Tennessee will house Kentucky. That's just I won't take Kentucky.
Okay. I'm not going to mess with it.
Right. I'm not going to mess with it.
I can't mess with that one.
I don't like that game.
I could see either team winning by more than 7.
Here's one I know you like because you already mentioned it. You probably have a play on it. Break down Auburn, South Carolina.
I mean, the only play to me is Auburn, but they've been a bad team this year for the most part. I mean, USC, I hate their quarterback. I don't think he's good at all. Being on the road just doesn't have the same impact. So I would have to go with Auburn because if they can't beat USC and beat them, without the – because, like, with Arkansas, they shouldn't even have won that game. So if they're really that bad, I'll be shocked.
I think they are. I don't think Auburn
– They look bad.
They look bad. I don't think Nix is any good.
But Felipe Franks is better than the kid at USC.
Felipe Franks is better.
For Arkansas.
Yeah, I just don't think – I mean, I've seen South Carolina hung with Florida for a bit. I mean, they did lose by 2 touchdowns, but their defense contained them. They hung with Tennessee, who I think is better. I just don't think this is a good Auburn team. I think Malzahn sucks, and I think Nix. Occasionally you're wrong. Occasionally you're wrong.
I've been wrong about Auburn this year.
You
yeah.
loved Nix from before he started as a freshman. I just don't see it with him. I don't think he's a great – he's not very accurate. He's not even that smart the way he even runs the offense. That's just me.
Right.
Navy, East Carolina, I've got a play on this. I just think Navy's defense is not good. There was a little bit of a COVID scare as of yesterday, but I got word this morning from a very good, Sir Yacht ain't the only bitch with sources, man. Skippy's got sources. My source came out today and said all clear, baby. So the weather's good. I just see East Carolina being able to score. I see lots of points. I see Bobo. In fact, guess what? Bobo's heading to Carolina. How about that?
Oh, he's loose. All I can tell you is I have two sources. They're my eyeballs, and I like the quarterback for ECU when he's playing against a lesser defense, and I think Navy qualifies, especially against the pass. So it should be an interesting game.
I mean, Navy's still favored, but
barely.
Yep. So Texas State, South Alabama, we're going to pass. South Florida, Temple, anything for you?
Well, Texas State, South Alabama, I would take Texas State. What were you? What was the next one you just
said?
Well,
I'm not talking about that game. South Florida Temple.
Oh, that I crossed that game off so okay. fast.
Liberty Syracuse.
I don't like that.
I tell you what, though, it's an interest. I will say this: Syracuse defense. I know they're 1-3, but it's not that bad. I'm just saying it's not that bad. They have one of the better defensive backs in the country. I can see now Liberty's
1-3. Who's not that bad? You said the defense for Syracuse?
The defense for Syracuse.
But their offense is one of the worst in the planet.
DeVito will pork you any which way he can, sideways, up and down, every which
way. Yards per play on that offense is dreadful.
Lunacy. But I'm just saying in general, there's a reason. I mean, they're 4-0. Liberty's 4-0 against a 1-3 Syracuse team.
Well, the reason is the linemen are probably your size for Liberty compared to the linemen for Syracuse. Well,
dude, that ain't – dude, let me show you real quick. Ooh, come on, man. Uh-oh. How about Kansas, West Virginia? Now, Les Miles is not traveling. There's another coach I think that's not traveling. I personally think that Kansas is one of the worst teams.
I'm available. They could send me there. Send me a ticket. I'll fly there right now.
Let's not joke. That's one of the worst teams we've ever seen. That Kansas team. Yeah, because you thought.
Well, and they don't get the ball to Puka. They don't get the ball to Puka. Their only playmaker enough.
Puka.
I mean, they really don't crazy. If you think about it. Puka is non-existent.
But even when they do, it's brutal. Let's see. Army, Texas, San Antonio. You've got Army. Is now that's gone up to 8. I'm going to tell you this right now. Give me San Antonio.
You have to take them all the sharp
stars.
There's
no chance. Well, no, everybody's taking Army.
Is it everybody? Yeah, that's my point. I know, but the Sharpies, the smart people, the professionals.
The smart people wouldn't take Army if their life depended on it. I'm going to tell you why, because you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That Army team, that Army quarterback, God love him, he's serving the country. But as a quarterback, he is a giant pile of horse poop as a quarterback. So, now, if Texas San Antonio, which just went into BYU, if they can't figure out how to – because we watched the Citadel last week. You're yawning.
Does the BYU run the triple offense?
Hey, you want to cancel it?
Let me ask you this. Does BYU –
you just got up. You just finished golf this morning. You're
does
yawning.
BYU run the triple option? What? I don't care about how they played against BYU. I want to know, are they going to be able to stop a triple option?
You have a –
I'll take Army. I'll take Army.
You're mean-spirited at times.
No, I'll take Army. I'm tired of hearing all the sharps. All right, I'm going to take Army. San Antonio.
Western Kentucky, UAB. I can say this. It's 13.5. You can get UAB under 2 touchdowns. This is a really, really bad Western Kentucky team. It's a bad offensive team. It's a bad defensive team. It's 13 and a hook. The weather's supposed to be great. UAB's only loss is Miami. UAB's defense is just the type of defense that will shut Western Kentucky down. Talk to me. How about this one? Louisville. Now, this is a game we need to talk about for a second. It's dropping. I have no idea why, except I know it's going to be windy. But Notre Dame has dropped to under 17. I mean, that's a key number. And I have no idea – considering that Notre Dame went into Louisville last year and beat the piss out of them. And then Louisville, this is just a poorly coached, undisciplined Louisville team with not – let me say this again. They are not a good defensive line. They're not a good defensive line. Notre Dame has a very
– our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Good offensive line. We saw them put up. Now, Notre Dame, unfortunately, you got to bet on that drop of sperm, which is Kelly. Oh, come on, dude. He'll do anything he can to pork you. How about last week? I'm going to cover if I have. Of course, they're going to score 52. They come out in the second half. Let's just do nothing.
What did all they score? One touchdown? Terrible.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Louisville got good after giving up 35 first half points. No, Brian Kelly will bone you any way he can. Now, what I do like is, and I wish you would look it up while we're on
hit me
show, I would love to know a Notre Dame total because I'll drop out a second lock. Last week, my lock was the Bama over for the game. I didn't get one person comment on it. Does that mean no one listens?
It just means nobody loves you.
Oh, you know what?
You're that little puppy in the corner.
You know what? I don't like any of them anyway. I'm about to bail on all this. I'll pull the plug on this thing starting next week.
Hey, shop's closed.
Hey, shop's closed. Listen, give me a Notre Dame team total if you can.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm on your stupid site now.
Okay. So here's the point, people. By tomorrow, we'll tweet that out. You give me, if not Notre, and I'm going to
just play it no matter what.
Well, I'm going to assume
42, play
because
it.
There's a key number. I like to look at numbers, dude. I'm a numbers guy. If that Notre Dame number is under 35, you must bang it. I'm only assuming it will be because last week they were given 20-some to Florida State, and it was 36.5.
All right, there's some better. UCF at Memphis. Memphis is still getting 3 last I looked.
Why did you move from that game? I'm just
that
saying.
That game sucks.
Oh, okay.
This is actually a pretty – if you looked at the whole calendar
Every single person that I've heard is on UCF, and I would say that – now the line is coming down. The money is coming in on Memphis. I'm saying anyone I've heard discuss the game has talked about UCF.
UCF. I like UCF today. I mean, I wish they were playing in Florida. That's the big thing.
I think it's going to be a good game to watch. Duke NC State, we're not going to touch. Now here's a game I know you're on. Ole Miss Arkansas. It opened at 3. It's now been cut in half. The total continues to go up. It's the highest total on the board. UCF
What spread are you seeing?
What are you doing over there, though? I mean,
what spread are you seeing right now?
I'm going to hit the stop button on this because what are you doing?
Well, don't tell him. I mean, we're getting frisky over here, man. Just
Jesus.
She just came over.
Voice, like you're helping. Sleeping over
no,
there.
No. Come on now.
Ole Miss Arkansas is down to 1.5, 76.5.
I have to believe Ole Miss is going to hang 40 again. I mean, it's all they do is score. And I don't think 40. That when you wake up that you're going to look and say, man, they gave up 40 to Arkansas. They're going to give up probably 35.
When is
but
that?
They're going to score 40. So what's that math? They win by 5.
When is the game going to happen where Ole Miss decides we're actually going to be a team in play? One time.
They don't even have to. They don't even have to. All they need to be is half competent on defense. They don't even have to show up. All they really need, truly, is just a few penalties to not happen. They're the worst team I've ever seen at 3rd and 12. You're like, here it is. They're finally going to stop somebody. Penalty immediately, automatic first down, and they're right back to the terrible defense that they are in life. They're destined to be awful.
No, I agree with you, but Will, I'm asking you this question.
Can you pick a winner?
I've given out games. I just gave the UC, I gave the East Carolina game. I've given out 3 or 4. You're the one that's over there. Literally, you've been sleeping. You haven't said much. No wonder no one listens.
Give me your favorite under. That's what I want to hear. Give me your best under today.
My best under?
Yeah, that's something I've never asked you. I want your best
under. I'd probably
under.
Look at an under in North Texas, Middle Tennessee, because it's 73, and that's just a lot of points for 2 shit teams. I mean, it just is.
I love it. That is you're so asking true. Me. No, now, that, I like that one. I really do like that one.
Here's the game I like, too. I really think that La Tech, who's been off since the BYU game 2 weeks ago from tonight, you're going to give them 14 points at home. All of a sudden, Marshall is what? What are they at? What are they? They're the soup. They're going to win the whole thing. They got a freshman quarterback. Give me La Tech at home plus the 14 all day long. I gave it out on the podcast. I'm thinking about giving it to the players. Next game, you actually unloaded on this game. You actually unloaded on it. You put I don't even know how much you put, a few nickels on this fool. North Carolina, it's opened at 10. It got as high as 14. It dropped to 13. It's now back to 13.5 with a total of 64. To me, if you lose this one, you personally, you lose this one from the 13.5. I'm just going to.
13.5.
No, you got it at 10, though. I know.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm just saying. Amazing. If
you know what, Florida, you know what other game did that? What's the other game that? Oh, that was the NFL game. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
If Florida State hangs within 10 of North Carolina, that just tells me that North Carolina, like you all watched North Carolina 2 weeks ago, literally get lucky against.
Yeah, but I thought Mac Brown made a good point about that game where they had waited weeks in between their first game to that game, and that he said, you know, you make your biggest strides.
Overtime in the Tulane game. SMU, Tulane are going to – that's insane. That's – hey, how about the boy today? What's his name on the – let's go under the total. Good pick. Let's do unders. Let's take underdogs and unders. Come on, man. If you're SMU right now – and you're number 17 in the country, and you are tied at 34 with a bad Tulane team, you should just be ashamed of yourself. You should just be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, the biggest game of the week, let's break it down. Because I think we're on different sides on this.
Yeah, it's the biggest game maybe of the – I mean, what was the big game? Yeah, this is probably the biggest one of the year. I mean, Miami-Clemson was a big game, but the spread was way larger, so –
I know what you're saying, but no one, I know what you're saying. Yes, no one cares. Bama, Georgia. Talk to me.
I think Georgia could still have the best defense in the country and lose by a touchdown.
You're going to know.
Is that true or false?
Say that again.
I believe. When it's all said and done, Georgia could have the best defense in the country this year, other than maybe Ohio State. I haven't got to see them play, obviously.
I would say Georgia right now.
And lose by a touchdown today.
From all the teams we've seen, I would say Georgia, and I'm going to say, and I know you're going to laugh, because I just have to say this because I believe it's true, is I would say Georgia and then Clemson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know Clemson hasn't played.
Who would be three? I think Miami might be number three.
They could be, but I think Ohio State's defense will be nasty. Again, there's
teams. Yeah, I do too.
But I think I don't know. I don't like. I'm just excited to watch the game tonight with Bama and Georgia. I just feel like.
Oh, I'm not excited see, to watch. I'm excited the whole to key for try me to cash.
Is, the whole key for me is do Saban's tests come back negative, and is he in? If Saban's allowed to coach,
I don't even care about
that. His first one from Thursday that came back Friday came back negative. Well, I know you don't care, but
do you know how quick you can get benched at Alabama? Do you know when Nick Saban's been – do you understand the words that have come out of his mouth? They gave up 1,000 points last week. Nick Saban's been ripping them a new ass, telling them they'll sit the bench the rest of their career at Alabama.
I took a poll the other day that I was just shocked at the response.
My girl took a poll the other day.
Boy, I don't like half – these people.
Turn that hat around. You look like a doughboy. Turn that hat around over there and let's get off of here.
The last thing I want to know is I want you to do another poll.
The poll is,
do people think Nick Saban as a coach matters? Because the fact that you think he doesn't is bizarre to me. You're the only, just so you know, you're the only person I've heard in 48 hours say, oh, it doesn't matter if he coaches or not. How can you say that?
Let me ask you this. How many people did you hear say Lamar Jackson was a top five quarterback before he was a quarterback? When they said he was a running back, nobody. Pull that feather out right here. See this cap on my head? Pull that feather out and then kiss my ass because I don't give a rat's ass what other people say. I'm me, brother. I'm telling you right now, it will not matter. When you look up and that score is, damn, Alabama just rolled them and Saban was at home watching, it's because he literally was about to kill them during the week on defense. Do you know how that's the worst defensive performance in the history of Alabama since they lost to Clemson in the national championship?
Damn, I should be on TV. I don't agree with you at all. I think you're nuts in that game. I think Georgia's going to give them fits. In fact, it dropped when they thought Saban was going to be out from 6 to 4.5, some places 4. I think if he coaches, it'll go back up to 6. I mean, I'll be honest. I know you got Bama. I'm just not going to take Bama in that spot. I think Georgia hangs.
You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got.
I know, because you won't tell anyone. So are there any other games you want to touch on?
No.
We touched on. So we're wrapping it.
Oh, Texas A&M at Mississippi State.
Okay, well, I've got a play in that game. I'm just going to say it
right
now.
Is Mond legit? Is Costello worse than you?
I will say this again. Well, he's definitely worse than I was, because with that talent, for real, a young Skip, possibly a full ride for the Bulldogs, I would have rolled it. That's,
I was doing full rides.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I will say that Mississippi – I will say with it – now, Mississippi State has gone 20 – we talked about the other night. When you go – think about what I'm about to say. When you go even 10 possessions, but when you go 20-some possessions with no points, not offensive touchdowns, 0 points, it's because Mike Leach will not kick field goals, and they've turned it over inside the 20 like 8 times. I think A&M's going to bury them. I think that what happened with Mississippi State and LSU –
how many is Mississippi State going to score? Because I think that could be a juicy over.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe you just look at the Texas A&M team total, maybe just that. I don't know, but how many is
– I think A&M is going to get a boost from last week. I think they're on a high, and I think they're going to bury Mississippi State. Now, if you want to take a Texas A&M team total, I can see that too. I would say that Texas A&M – the total in the game is only 54. So the Texas A&M team total is probably going to be 29.5 or 30. So if the Texas A&M team total is 30.5, I would probably take the Texas A&M team total. Sorry.
Yep. No, I agree. I just think the whole game could go over if you think – because really, if you think Mississippi State's going to put up 3 touchdowns, then you pretty much have to take the over, I think. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, any other games you want to cover? Because you've been real quiet. I've been carrying the whole show.
Get out of here with that. Close this show and do your job. I have to come to Colorado.
So there's
I'm
no
not afraid to beat an old man. No, hey, listen, just because you're in that wheelchair over there with that gray hair, hey, I'll take that cane and hit you with it. Now wrap this thing.
Boy. Yeah. All right, boys. Good luck today. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing you must do today more than ever.
Say it again every week. Go ahead. No, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to say it again.
I love when you're sitting across from me and tell this every time. Go ahead.
Well, I know you don't, because you don't care about people. You're a self-centered young motherfucker you are. All I'm saying is this. If you have to check it, because we've had 6 or 7 games canceled this week, the most of all time. You've got cases in the country raging everywhere. Believe what you want. I'm just saying, check information. Like I said, I had to check my sources, man. I pay for these sources. I got a real source. I'm telling you that it's a fatty Carolina game. Anyway, I'm just telling you, check weather and check any information on virus updates. Good luck. We'll see you boys. Now check Twitter today. Check Twitter today. We're going to be active on Twitter. A lot of stuff going on Twitter today. A lot of fatties. Peace.
Boy, we won, never no joke. Nah, nah, nah. All summer, 30 rope. Nah, nah, nah. Who do you talk about? Nah, nah, nah. Doing everything they did in the lab. Nah, nah. Overthrow.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.